Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
High crotch, bring it back, single leg, swing. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
Okay.
Let me teach you how to wrestle.
All right, and we are back, Wrestling Mindset, with the great Luke Stanich. Luke, All-American, PIWA champ. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, no problem.
Awesome. So, awesome, solid few weeks of wrestling. I mean, the whole season. But, man, awesome, great wrestling. Talk about the NCAAs. Let's start there.
Well, first of all, it was just an awesome experience. You know what I mean? I've never been to the NCAA tournament as a spectator, so that was my first time going. And I heard a lot of people say that the Kansas City venue was The Kansas City venue was better than some of the previous venues, but just the sirens going off and everything like that. It was definitely an awesome experience, and I'm just super grateful that I could do that as a true freshman, and just be able to represent Lehigh. You know what I mean? It was just awesome. I think that I could have performed even better. I wanted to be a national champ. That's what I went into the tournament planning for. But you know what I mean? Not everything goes to plan. And I worked my butt off. You know what I mean? I worked as hard as I could. So I'm still proud of that. You know what I mean? And can't really complain too much. I still have 3 years to get it done. So definitely super grateful to be a true freshman All-American.
EIWAs, talk about that a little bit.
I know we're going back.
Probably feels like a lifetime ago after this past weekend.
It feels like a long time ago. But EIWAs, I went to that tournament, the same thing. You know what I mean? It's just, I have nothing really to lose, you know, as a true freshman. And I did go in as a first seed, so you could say, like, I could have some pressure. But, you know, there's not really pressure when nobody's kind of holding me to a standard. And, you know, if I'm just going out there and having fun, you know what I mean? There's nothing more I can do than just going out there and do like wrestling how I practice. So, EIWAs was definitely a great experience.
Absolutely. Now getting so a lot now with, being a Jersey guy and, you know, and just did that show with, we're going to release it next week with Monaco and Buxton. So you were over there, right? You were over at the Edge, trained over there.
Yeah, so I've been training at the Edge.
That's your place.
I mean, yeah, I can contribute like so much of my success to him, and he's just an awesome guy. So I'm really looking forward to that coming out.
Oh yeah, yeah. Talk about how your mindset has developed over the years, like from high school through college to now. I'm sure you know, still always learning more and more about yourself.
Mm-hmm. So I would say in high school, I didn't take mindset as seriously. You know what I mean? Definitely the first couple years. And towards the end, there was a lot of people like telling me how I should, there's a lot of people telling you like how you should think, you know what I mean? And like, don't be nervous. And obviously you're always going to be nervous for a wrestling match. You're competing. But turning that nervousness kind of into a love, you know what I mean? For me, and just like, learning how to love those gritty situations, I think, like, was huge. Like, so now when I come back to the center after, like, a break in the action, I'm like, wow, that was fun. you know what I mean? Or, wow, like, this is a tough match, and I love it. And you know, the NCAA tournament really displays that, because if you look at my path, there was a lot of 4-0 victories, 4-1 victories, lots of gritty victories. I mean, there was, like, every single match was a battle, you know what I mean? And I just, like, learned to love that. I learned to have fun and, you know, not thinking about the outcome as much, because if you get, like, caught up in the outcome, then it's just gonna psych you out, you know what I mean? So I just go out there and I just believe in my training, you know what I mean? I listen to my coaches and I just go out there, try to be as relaxed as possible and just remember why I do it. You know what I mean? I do it for fun, and there's nobody's gonna hate me if I lose. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's a lot of people that have a lot of pressure on themselves, and especially if you're a senior and you get to All-American or something. I totally get it. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's a sport, you know what I mean? It's for fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, being with Coach Santoro and I mean all Lehigh coaching staff, just some of the best in the country. And I mean, when we talked with Ernie and with Buck, they couldn't say enough nice things about Coach Santoro and the staff. Yeah. And about what a great situation it is at Lehigh. So yeah, talk about how the coaches have helped you since being there.
Yeah, so I jumped levels since I got here. I think a lot of my technique and my hand fighting skills were definitely built up at Edge. Yeah, I mean, I can definitely contribute a lot of my technical skills there, and a lot of my technical skills at Lehigh. Don't get me wrong, Coach Pat is a wizard when it comes to wrestling knowledge. But since I've got here, I mean, they're all of them are great people. You know what I mean? And they just make wrestling like so much more fun. And you know, they're just there for me every step of the way, anything I need, you know what I mean? And I think a big part of the coaching staff at Lehigh that kind of separates it from like other teams is there's nobody on our team that they don't go all in for. You know what I mean? If you're willing to do the work, they're all invested in you. You know what I mean? Every single kid on the team, if they're willing to come in and do the work and they're not slacking off, the coaches care about you. And I think just like, it's just a great environment. You know what I mean? And mentality wise, they built me up for sure. Coach Pat says the same thing. Just go out there and just try and score points. You know what I mean? In high school, I think I was like so caught up on winning a state title, and I made that kind of everything, that once I actually got to states, I let matches be a lot more close than they had to be. But I think in college, I try to score points. And obviously, I still have a lot of close matches, NCAAs, like one takedown per match. But that's me trying to score. You know what I mean? So if I wasn't trying to score, I would lose those matches. You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't get those takedowns. So I think just, you know, just having fun over here at Lehigh, I think it's an up-and-coming program. And I think super slept on. And I think in the years to come that we're going to be just keep growing. I mean, this year we have a young team. Pretty much everybody's coming back. So I just think you can expect to see us climbing up the rankings in the coming years.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, anyone who really knows wrestling knows how tough Lehigh is year in and year out. I mean, back when I was a freshman in high school, which was 1998, 1999, I had my Lehigh wrestling shirt. And that was like the dream, go wrestle Lehigh. But yeah. I got to tell you, I went to the camps when I was younger. It was pretty intimidating because we were in the dorm that was at the very top of the hill. So it was like the University of Steps and Hills. And I remember,
oh my God,
man, so terrible. These guys are probably, do you guys run those hills a lot, doing steps a
yeah.
lot?
Yeah, we did preseason. So the coaches believe, like towards the end of the year, it's more relaxed for sure. So we're not doing anything crazy. We're doing conditioning in the room, like occasionally to make sure that like we're keeping up with that. But towards the end of the season, we weren't running steps or anything like that. And I know in the past, like some of the upperclassmen said that like years past, it was more heavy on like step running and stuff like that, but we didn't do a lot of that. But trust me, you get enough cardio as it is walking back from class. I mean, I'm at the top of my dorm building, so I gotta walk all the way down the hill and then all the way up the steps. And you know, I mean it's like I hear a lot of people complaining about it a lot, but it's whatever, you know what I mean? It's over with pretty quick. So yeah, it's definitely a pain in the butt sometimes, but it's nothing that nobody can't handle.
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today. No, but it goes underappreciated until you're there. And I like what you said there, Luke. I said, when you said walking downhill, people don't realize that. People just think, oh yeah, going uphill. No. In a lot of ways, it's much easier to walk uphill than downhill because you're constantly catching yourself. It's like when you're sore, you want to walk uphill. When you walk down, every step hurts.
You get very sore, very, very sore. You got almost get used to it. I think my legs probably got a lot stronger since I've been here. I used to have chicken legs, and I still do kind of have chicken legs, but at least not as bad as they were in high school.
No, it's the real deal. So now you'll be on everyone's radar. Now, of course, you were on everyone's radar this year, but now especially more next year. How does that change or not change the approach? How do you still keep it the same? You know, I know we're ways off, but still.
Yeah, it doesn't change a thing. I mean, the only thing I can do is focus on my own training. And I think a lot of people come out of the NCAA tournament maybe like satisfied with their performance. They're like, oh, I'm sick of the wrestling and I need a break. And sure, like I'm definitely going to take this week off. I mean, I was cutting a lot of weight, so that was pretty taxing on my body. But I'm more hungry than ever after that NCAA tournament. So I'm just ready to start going into the practice room and just like working on my skills, cleaning up on things I messed up on in the tournament, because I just know that my ceiling is so much higher. And as long as I keep that mentality that I just have so much to grow on and improve on, then I'm just going to keep jumping levels. So I think regarding my being on people's radars, that doesn't really affect my mindset. Just worry about my own training, worry about my teammates, and, you know, just keep doing what I do and having fun with it.
Absolutely. I guess kind of an obvious question now, but still worth bringing up. You and Crookham both being freshmen, how much does that help? I mean, do you guys wrestle a lot in the room? I mean, it's got to really help you guys both tremendously.
Yeah, we wrestle a lot. We definitely switch it up, and we have like great coaches in there, like Henderson and Darian Cruz. And I also like wrestling with some of the smaller guys like Logan Wadle and Ethan Smith. So we got a lot of guys to train with in there. The lightweights, I mean, all throughout we're very deep, but the lightweights, we have a lot of training options. But he helped me so much. I mean, just seeing how he goes about his life, you know what I mean? He lives perfectly. So, you know, it's just very inspiring, you know, and sometimes you'll catch him like in the practice room, just walking around, like raising his own hand. You know what I mean? Preparing, awesome. like putting himself in that situation. And, you know, I don't do that, but like when I like run on the treadmill, I'm just imagining myself putting myself in the NCAA tournament finals and stuff like that. But Crookham, he's awesome to have, you know what I mean? And the fact that we're both freshmen, I mean, we're here for another 3 years, you know what I mean? We both have 3 years left. So, I mean, I think that just goes to show you that we're not going anywhere. Lehigh's not going anywhere. We had a good year this year, but it's only going to get better. So
that's awesome. And the other thing I noticed, and this is true for like most of the Lehigh guys I've seen throughout the years now, like I said, going back even to like 97 98, I mean, you know, there's always variation in the groups, but like seeing your interviews, seeing Crookham's interviews, and I'm just like, these are just good guys. Like, you just kind of tell, like, just nice guys too. And I feel like that's been the vibe overall, I would say, for the guys from Lehigh throughout the years. And no doubt in large credit to the coaching staff, Coach Santoro, who we've known for years, Greg Strobel leading the pack there. God rest his soul. But he was great. He was the coach back when I was wrestling in college. So, you know, I mean, it seems like, again, just a really solid environment of quality people, for, you know, I'm sure for the most part.
Yeah, no, the coaches build character over here for sure. You know what I mean? Coach Santoro, he's building wrestlers, but more importantly, he's building humans. So, you know, we're all going to graduate here with great degrees. And we're just going to be better people. And I've already grown so much as a person since I've been here. And just like being surrounded by so many like-minded individuals and so many great people. It's definitely just inspiring. You know what I mean? I'm just happy to be here. I just feel like I'm at like a humble little school and in the mountains. You know what I mean? Yeah. And Coach Pat himself is probably one of the best people you'll ever meet. You know what I mean? Just like, he also just does everything right. And he's always just looking for the best for everyone. So I think since I've been here, I've grown so much. I've matured a lot. You know what I mean? And that's just not from me getting older. That's just from, you know, the environment. You know what I mean? So I think Lehigh is a great place. And Coach Pat isn't going to accept anyone being
right
inappropriate at the NCAA tournament or anything like that. You know what I mean? So we're all good people over here.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Hey, yours was the McDonald's interview, right?
Yeah. They I'm a big fan of McDonald's, and I think everybody pretty much knows that by now.
Dude, me too. I mean, I can't have it now because my metabolism, my work ethic is not nearly the same as what it once was. Okay. Yeah. We got to rate it. McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's. If you had to put them in order.
McDonald's is number one. McDonald's is number one for me always. Wendy's number two, and then Burger King far, far third for me. I mean, I think Wendy's burgers are pretty good, but I don't really mess with Burger King that much.
Right. I agree completely with that order and for those reasons.
Then yeah.
McDonald's, then Wendy's, and then much further down.
Further down is Burger King. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, that's good stuff. When are you competing next? Are you doing any opens in the off season? What does it look like? If someone wants a piece of you, where do they find you?
Yes. So there's some freestyle tournaments coming up, and we haven't really talked with our coaches yet about it because we just got done with the season. So right now I think some of the kids, like our heavyweight, Nathan Taylor, is training for last chance qualifier. But I haven't really went over it with my coaches, but if I can compete, I would love that. Yeah. You know, I mean, I would just want to compete, and you know, if you learn to love to compete, then you're going to find every opportunity. So I don't know what the plan is going forward. There's also like the weight question. Don't know what weight I'm going to be. So as of now, it's still undecided, but you can expect to see me at some freestyle tournaments. I'm also very confused on like how, because it's a different process for senior trials, U23s, U20s, U17s. It's all different how it works and like the locations for those tournaments. So I don't really know how the process works, but you can probably expect to see me at something like that.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Last question. Is there anything that maybe most surprised you about college wrestling, or maybe something you didn't expect, not necessarily surprised you, maybe something you didn't expect, or a certain lesson that you learned that you didn't see coming, maybe a way that maybe you've grown or anything?
Yeah. So everyone's going to be good in college. You know what I mean? If they're wrestling D1, they're here for a reason. So you see a lot of people get to college and they kind of fizzle out, or some guys like explode onto the scene. But you learn to realize that winning doesn't always mean being the better guy. You know what I mean? It's just whoever scores more points at the end of the match. So especially at 25, all year long, all these mixed results, people are like going back and forth. And you're seeing like good guys get teched,
right,
and then go on to beat the same guy that teched them. You know what I mean? And I don't think you really see a lot of that in high school. It's normally the best guys are consistently winning, you know, like four-time undefeated state champs, stuff like that. And in college, it's a little bit more, you know, it's who's going to show up that day. And I think just knowing that and just giving your best effort all the time and whatever the outcome is, just moving forward, you know what I mean? And just having a short mind if you lose, you know what I mean? I lost second round at NCAAs to a guy that I know if I wrestled on another day, I could have beaten him. You know what I mean? And I ended up beating him later in the tournament for fifth, sixth. So it's just, and that's a big one too, having a short mind. After that, I had to wrestle four straight really tough matches. Dean Peterson, Camacho, Matt Ramos, all really, really tough opponents. And they could have probably beaten me on a good day, but I just know that I'm going to go out there and score points, because that's how you win the match. Score more points than your opponent.
Absolutely. That's a great lesson and a great point. I tell people, until you've actually wrestled in college, I try to get the wrestlers to start thinking like that in high school. Like, hey, every single one of your matches is going to be a battle. And if you don't wrestle well, you're going to lose. Like, against almost anyone. So you want to think that as early as you possibly can. But until you're there, It's hard to see that.
Yep.
No, awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome stuff, Luke. Thank you very much. We'll have to do it again sometime soon.
Yep. No problem. I'd love to hear that.
Keep up the great work.
Yep. You have a good one.
All right. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.